Is it okay if I come in? I want to talk to you about what just happened. You've probably never seen two girls kissing each other before, and it must have been a shock to walk in and find your big sister making out with her best friend. Is it cool if I sit down on your bed? I need to explain this to you. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. It's not like we're lesbians or anything. We both still like boys. It's just that we're also really close friends, and we have been for a long, long time. You know that. She and I have been best friends since we were all little kids together. I used to hang out here all the time when we were in high school. Back then, she and I would practice kissing each other because we never went out with guys, and we wanted to learn how to do it right. I guess after a while, it kind of quit being practice, and we just did it because it felt good. We always had to keep it private, though. We didn't want our parents finding out. I don't think that your parents would have a problem with it, but they still would have told mine. My parents would never understand, and they probably wouldn't have let me hang out with your sister anymore. I didn't want to have her taken away from me like that. She's my best friend, and I love her. I don't know what I would do if she weren't in my life, so you've got to promise me that you won't tell anybody about what you saw us doing, especially your mom and dad. Your sister is already so embarrassed about the whole thing, and telling them would only make it worse. She's only going to be back here at home for a few months during summer vacation, and I don't want her to have to worry about sneaking around with me. I haven't seen her since she left for college last fall. We were so excited to see each other today that we completely forgot to lock the bedroom door. I've missed her so much. When I saw her, I had to kiss her. I needed to feel her soft lips on mine and feel her tongue. Wait a minute. Do you have a hard-on? Oh my god. You're getting turned on hearing me talk about kissing your sister. You little pervert. Are you hard because I'm talking about two girls kissing, or is it the thought of kissing your big sister? Maybe a little both? I can't believe this. The goody-two-shoes little boy who used to tattle on us all the time secretly wants to make out with his own sister. This is hilarious. But I guess I can't really blame you. Your sister really is hot. Trust me, I've seen her naked. I've seen everything, up close and personal. She's got a tight, sweet little shaped pussy and a tasty little clit, too. I bet you just love her big tits, don't you? You've been trying to get a look at them ever since she got them. Well, I don't want to make you jealous, but I have seen them, and they are perfect. Big, beautiful, round, with perky little nipples. She lets me play with them all the time. I love feeling those big heavy tits in my hands. Oh, they're so nice to lick and suck and squeeze. And they are so big. Almost as big as mine. Yes, your sister loves to play with my tits too. I don't suppose you want to see my tits. I know you do. Do you think I haven't noticed all those times that you would stand above me on the stairs and try to look down the front of my shirt? Or when you'd spy on me and your sister when we were tanning by the pool? I've always noticed you trying to get a peek. And your sister did too. That's why we always wore those tiny little bikinis. We wanted to torture you. Well, I probably can't convince your sister to come in here and show you her tits, but I guess I could give you a little thrill and show you mine. You've been a real good boy about this so far, but I'm only going to show them to you if you let me see your dick. Aw, what's the matter? Are you too bashful to show your sister's best friend your penis? Are you afraid I'll think it's too little? Well, I'm sorry, but that's the deal. If you want me to take off my shirt and show you these big, beautiful tits, you're going to have to let me get a look at that cock. Okay? Good boy. Here, let me pull down your shorts for you. There he is. Your little soldier is standing at attention. Do you mind if I touch it? Ooh, it's really warm. Hard as a rock, too. Do you always get this hard when you think about me? Or your sister? Oh, it feels so nice in my hand. I like the way you twitch when I squeeze it like this. Well, I guess you want me to take my shirt off now. Okay, I did say I would. There you go, sweetie. Do you like them? They're nice, aren't they? Do you want to touch them? Here, give me your hands. Just hold them like this. That's right. You can squeeze them, but be gentle. They get really sensitive when I'm this horny. Feel how tender they are. Oh, you've got soft hands just like your sister. You're such a good boy. I want to touch your cock again. If I stroke you a little bit, do you think you can hold back and not come all over me? Okay, let's give it a try. How does that feel? Just try to relax. That's a good boy. Have you ever fantasized about this? About me stroking your cock while you caress my big tits? I thought so. I guess from now on you can fantasize about me kissing your sister, too. You can lay back in bed at night, knowing that we're in the next room making out. Your sister rubbing my clit while we kiss. And then you can think about me kissing my way down her body, licking those big tits, kissing her stomach, and then licking her clit until she comes all over my tongue. That's a sexy thought, isn't it? And then, after she falls asleep, I could sneak into your room. I could come and sit down on your bed just like this. I could lean in and kiss you and let you taste your sister's pussy on my tongue. Would you like that, sweetie? Would you like me to visit you in the night? Do you want to feel my lips on yours and my tongue sliding into your mouth? Why don't you lay back right now and let me kiss you? That's right. Just relax. You're being such a good boy. Oh. You're a good kisser, sweetie. Just like your big sister. You know, sweetie, it's gonna be a long summer. My parents are out of town until the fall, and your family had invited me to stay here, but if my parents find out about me and your sister, they'll never let me stay. They'll make me go with them, and I won't be able to sneak up to your room every night. I won't be able to kiss you, or show you my tits, or stroke your cock like this. So you've got to promise me that you won't tell anyone. You won't tell your parents that you saw me kissing your sister. Can you promise me that, sweetie? Will you be a good boy and keep this little secret for me? For us? Because if you do, I can stroke you like this every day and every night. And it doesn't have to only be hand chops. Maybe I could lube up my tits and wrap them around your cock sometimes. Would you like that? Would you like to feel me tit fuck you? Don't you want to feel me squeeze your cock with these big, soft tits while I tell you all about how your sister licks my pussy? And maybe if you were a really good boy and you can prove to me that you can keep this secret, maybe one night I'll crawl on top of you and slide this cock into my pussy. That's right, sweetie. I'll let you fuck me if you keep our secret. But you've got to prove yourself first. I'm not just going to let you fuck me today, or tomorrow, or anytime soon. Let's say June. If we get through June, and the secret is still safe, I'll come visit you right here in your room. I'll take this nice virgin cock inside me, and I'll fuck you until you come. So do you promise to keep this a secret? Good boy. Now, just to prove to you that I'm serious about this, I thought you might want a little treat before I leave. I know my soft hands feel so good on your hard cock, but I promise, my mouth is gonna feel even better. You do know what a blowjob is, right? Your cock just jumped. I'll take that as a yes. Do you like the idea of having your cock sucked? Is that what you fantasize about when you jerk off? Have you ever thought about me taking your hard cock between my lips and sucking you off? What about your sister? Do you want to feel her hot tongue wrap around your beautiful cockhead and massage you until you come in her mouth? Oh, is that what gets you hot? You really are a pervert. Well, I guess if you want, you could just close your eyes and pretend I am your sister. No, I think this time maybe you should just watch me do it. You don't want to miss anything during your first blowjob. I can always pretend to be your sister another time. Now enjoy this, sweetie. It's gonna feel really fucking good. Oh, you're such a good boy. You taste so good. So just relax. Lick your cock all over. Starting here at the tip. Moving all the way down to the base. And even your tight little balls, too. Such a good boy. Now watch me. I want you to watch as I take your sweet little dick into my mouth. Does that feel good, sweetie? Does my warm, wet mouth feel good when I slide it up and down your cock? Good boy. Just focus on my mouth and my tongue. Do you want me to massage your balls too? They're so tight. You must be getting close. Okay, I'm gonna suck you harder then. Okay, I want you to try and come for me. That's right, baby. I want you to come in my mouth. It's okay. It can be like this all summer. I can sneak into your room every night, crawl into your bed. Take off your clothes. Take this hard dick between my lips. Suck on you until you come. That's what you want, isn't it, sweetie? Summer blowjobs. Summer fucking your sister's best friend. That's a good boy. I knew you would do what I told you. Now I want you to be a good boy and come for me. Isn't that what you want, sweetie? You want to be my good boy? Come on, I want to taste you. I want to swallow your sweet gum. So come for me. Come on, good boy. Good boy. Your cum tastes so good. I could drink this every day. And I will, if you keep our secret. Now, sweetie, I want you to stay here and relax while I go back to your sister's room to tell her that you promised not to tell your parents. She's gonna be so relieved. And then, I'm gonna make out with her some more. I wonder if she'll notice the taste of your cum in my mouth.